Good evening to those who've joined us online. We're so delighted to have you with us. It is such a privilege for us to be able to stand in prayer with you tonight. And I don't know if you've had a chance yet, but online we have praise reports that have been posted by folks from all over the world. And I notice an extreme number of praise reports tonight, a high number of praise reports of answered prayer, God miraculously providing, healing, guiding, delivering tonight. And we give God the praise. We give God the worship. We give God the honor. We gave God thanks tonight because he is a prayer-answering God. Hallelujah. The Bible commands us, the Lord commands us to come boldly to his throne of grace, not because we're good, but because he's good. Hallelujah. Not because we've been faithful, but because he is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank God tonight. And so we can come into his presence and lift up our needs to him and know that he is going to work everything out for the glory of his name. Hallelujah. Tonight in particular, I want to pray for something that I noticed many people asking for tonight, for a touch in terms of spiritual growth, personal growth in their relationship with Christ. Just a personal testimony from myself. Just recently, I had just been asking the Lord for a fresh touch from his presence, a fresh touch from God. I had gone on vacation. My wife and I went on vacation. And while we were on vacation, I was just so tired, mentally tired, exhausted in my body, exhausted mentally, but asking the Lord for a fresh touch. I never want to come into his house and experience his presence and get used to that. You know what I'm talking about tonight. Or when you have your devotions and you read your Bible and you're just kind of like punching in and punching out and you spend that time with the Lord, but yet you feel like you've walked away and you don't have a word from God. I don't want to ever settle for that. And so I just begin to ask the Lord for a fresh touch. And little by little, I've got to tell you tonight, I've been sensing his touch coming upon my life. I've been sensing a quickening of his spirit. I've been feeling a fire starting to stir in my gut. Hallelujah. Like I first got saved, like when I first got saved. A desire to want to see my neighbors touched. A desire to want to see those that are around me in my community experience the miraculous power of God, the miracle working of God's power. And so tonight I want to encourage you online and those here in the house as well to lift your arms to God, lift your hands to God, and begin to cry out to him. And let's believe God for a touch, a miraculous touch for these next couple of months, that God will quicken us once again, afresh and anew with his power. Let's believe God. Lift your voice to God. We're going to believe God for those online that have asked for a fresh touch tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can lift our voices to you and pray as we do on Tuesday nights. Lord, and know that you are going to hear us and answer our cry. We thank you for the high number of praise reports that have come in this week. Lord, extreme high number of praise reports that have come in this week, testifying to your faithfulness, testifying to your goodness, testifying to the fact that you want to answer prayer. You want to answer prayer, that you are working miracles. We thank you that you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we lift our hands, we lift our hearts to you, we lift our voices to you, not one voice silent. Not one voice silent, but God believing you to touch us afresh and anew. We pray for those that are, Lord, discouraged when they look at themselves in the mirror and they feel like they should be further along in their walk with you. But God, we thank you that you are not discouraged. God, you are not disappointed with us. But God, you are working a work in our lives. And it's at your pace, it's at your clock, your time clock, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, Lord Jesus, that you're able to cause your word like Jeremiah to burn like fire shut up in our bones, that we don't have to settle. Lord, we don't have to settle for going through the motions. But God, you are able, oh God, to cause your word, to cause a promise, to cause a verse, a passage, to speak to us, oh God. You said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We pray for a word in our devotions, a word from heaven, a word not only for our own hearts, but something to share with our coworkers, something to share with our neighbors, something to share with our family members that are captivated by the enemy. Something, oh God, Lord, that will burn in our souls, that will produce a, Lord, a faith in our hearts. God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you're speaking to us, a word that will carry us throughout the week. Lord, we don't have to live, oh God, off of someone else's fire. We can have our own fire. You said in the temple the fire was not to go out on the altar. God, it's not a fire that we stir up, but it's something that you produce in us. Oh God, we cry out to you, the author and finisher of our faith. We ask for a word. We ask for a word. We ask for bread from heaven. Not only a word for our own hearts again, but Lord, a word for our neighbors. Lord, it is midnight. It is dark out there. It is dark outside, oh God. But we come to you, oh Lord, like that man whose neighbor came to him. God, who had someone knocking at his door and came to him and he needed bread. So he went to his neighbor and asked for bread, oh God, his other neighbor. God, we come to you and we say, oh God, give us bread. Give us bread for this generation. Give us a word. Give us a word, oh God, in our devotion times. Give us a word in your house. We ask that you would anoint pastors and leaders, Sunday school teachers, oh God, small group leaders, cell group leaders, and give them a word, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord. Lord Jesus, you said everything else will pass away, but your word abides forever. Thank you, Lord. We ask for a fresh touch from your Holy Spirit. A fresh touch, Lord, on our churches. A fresh touch on our marriages. A fresh touch on our homes. A fresh touch on our communities. God, we thank you. We bless you. God, we praise you for who you are. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I want to take some time and just pray against loneliness this evening. I know with all that is going on in our city and in our country and overseas, there are many that are struggling with loneliness. And I want to even just pray for us too as a congregation and those of you that are online right now. It's amazing how we can find ourselves gathering in a place like this, in a time like this, and then when the service is over and we go home, we're struggling with loneliness. I was reading, just refreshing myself, looking at a little bit of reading some of The Cross and the Switchblade, and there was a young man that Pastor Dave Wilkerson was speaking to from the streets. His name was Angelo, and when Pastor Dave would walk around through the city, he would hang out with this young man, Angelo, and he asked him, he said, Angelo, what do you think is the number one problem here in New York City? And Angelo said, loneliness, Davey, loneliness. Here we are with millions of people, and yet we still feel lonely. So we know that this is something that we're struggling with. But praise God, when the disciples in those last few days had asked Jesus, are you going to fix things? Are you going to take over? Are you going to restore the kingdom? Jesus responded and said, hey, guys, it's not for you to know the time or the season when my Father decides to fix everything. But what I do leave with you is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when he told them this, there was a time when they went into this upper room and the Holy Spirit came and showed up. And during the time of ministry that Jesus had, he also told them that the Holy Spirit that he would leave with them would bring comfort and bring peace to them. He said, I'm not going to leave you alone. And that's the same word for us this evening, that you and I, we are not alone. In the midnight hour, you are not alone if you would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to pray tonight against this attack of loneliness in the lives of so many. And I also not just pray against it, but let's pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we would receive comfort. Let's ask for it tonight. Let's reaffirm this wonderful gift that Jesus has given to us, this comforter in the Holy Spirit. I would love tonight if you could break up into groups of three or four right now. You don't have to hold hands. If you're comfortable doing that, that's fine. But break up into different groups right now here in the house of the Lord. Even if you're watching online now and you're gathering with family or friends, just stand together, gather together in a group, and let's believe God now that the spirit of loneliness would be broken and that the spirit of the Holy Spirit would come alive and break down every attack of loneliness. Father God, we open up our mouths tonight. We open up and we cry out to you in this hour, oh God. Oh, we believe you right now for a breakthrough, Lord Jesus. We come against the attack of loneliness, the very spirit of it. Despondency, despair, a feeling that is leaving people feeling so alone. God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We call this spirit of loneliness out. And as if it were just like a mountain, as you've called us to do, we pick this thing up and we cast it into the sea. So we ask right now, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would bring peace and comfort in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to comfort, to strengthen, to lift up lonely hearts. We thank you, Jesus, because we have victory in you. Loneliness cannot win. We are victorious in you right now. Because of you, Jesus, we have life in you. Because of the cross, because of salvation, we have resurrection life in you. So, Lord God, we ask that the dead would come alive tonight, that those that are feeling lost and lonely would find resurrection life in you tonight, oh God. Lord, we ask for a miracle in homes right now. Those that are overwhelmed with loneliness, God, we ask right now for rivers of life to be poured out, and that rivers of life will be poured in and poured out in every despondent soul, in every lonely person tonight. We ask you, Jesus, to do a miracle in their heart, a miracle in their mind. God, we come against every wicked attack of the enemy that would try to lead people into such a deception, feeling like they can't go anywhere, feeling like they're a failure, feeling like they can never get up from where they are. But God, we know that in you we can come alive tonight. So Father God, we're asking now, call the dead to life, oh Lord God. Resurrection life. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would bring peace right now. That you would remind them that they're not alone, for those who receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God, we come against it now. We ask you, Lord God, in your power to break the bondage of despair, the bondage of guilt, the bondage of loneliness. Holy Spirit, bring comfort right now, oh God. Bring comfort right now. Lord God, I pray for those that are watching online. I pray for the individual that might be home by themselves, and they might be online right now. God, I pray that you would give them the boldness and the strength to open their mouths and call out to you. Give me life, Lord Jesus. I want the gift of the Holy Spirit. Give me comfort. Give me peace. Oh God, I pray right now that those that have never prayed before would pray for salvation in their lives, that they would receive you as Lord and Savior, and that you would baptize them in the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God. We glorify you. We praise you. We praise you, oh God. Only you can bring life.
Only you can awaken the dead. We resist the devil right now. And we know that in your power, oh God, the devil must flee. That the devil must flee right now. And we declare victory right now in the name of Jesus. We declare, Lord God, resurrection power, Lord God, to come over every person that would call on the name of you. Lord, we thank you. So now, Lord God, we speak life. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life right now, Jesus. We speak life in you, Lord Jesus, over one another. We speak life right now in our homes. We speak life right now in our neighborhoods. Oh, in your precious name, oh God. And now, Lord Jesus, we declare joy. We declare joy in you. We declare unspeakable joy in you right now. And the joy of the Lord will be our strength. I say the joy of the Lord will be our strength. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I pray that every lonely heart would find peace in your word. And I pray that every lonely heart would find peace in a time where they can just pray to you. That they would just simply just have conversation to you. They don't have to have theology, but to simply say, Jesus, save me. Jesus, set me free. Jesus, I want the gift that you've promised us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, I pray, come alive right now. And every heart that is watching online, and every heart that is here, Lord God, we don't have to leave out of here feeling lonely. We don't have to leave out of here feeling defeated. Victory is ours. And as we heard this Sunday, the devil is under our feet. The devil is under our feet, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we say, glory to your name that saves. Glory to your name that liberates the captives. Glory to your name that opens blind eyes. Glory to your name that heals the sick. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
So I want to share a very quick word with you this evening along these lines. And we've shared it here before. It's from the book of Acts chapter 16. It's about Paul and Silas having been thrust into jail for the testimony of Christ. In Acts chapter 16, verse 23, it says, when they had laid many stripes, that means whip marks, whippings on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he, that's the jailer, put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Not only are they beaten up, they're put in the darkest place of this particular place of imprisonment, and then their feet are put into shackling devices so that they can't move, most likely laying on their backs that have already been beaten. So these men are in incredible pain. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Oh, folks, what a difference it makes when you and I make a choice to believe that all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. What a difference it makes when we don't let circumstances take our confidence out of our hearts, but we declare that God is faithful, and we don't fully understand everything. But we do know that we are, as his children, in the hand of God. And though it looks like the enemy might be triumphing, his triumph is only for a season. For God will take what looks to be evil and bring good out of it, what looks to be captivity and bring freedom to many others through it. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. Amazing. Two men make a choice to praise God in the midst of their pain, and the Lord shakes the place where they are, and not only where they are, but everybody else is, who's captivated without hope. When you and I choose to praise God, when we choose to declare him to be faithful in a darkened time, you'd be amazed what is going to begin to happen. As suddenly there's a shaking. We need a shaking in this society like we've never needed it before. We need people who can praise God in the dark times. We need people who can declare Him to be faithful in the midst of their struggles and their trials and their difficulties. And when they did, and just as you and I need to be praising God in the marketplace, in the workplace, in the neighborhood, in our homes, we need to be walking down the street giving glory to God. And the one thing about New York is you can do it out loud and nobody will lock you up in this city. Thank God you can praise Him. You can give Him glory. You can declare Him to be faithful. Yeah, you might have wounds on your back. You might have been through the dark tunnels of suffering. But it doesn't mean you have to give up your song of praise and confidence in God. You start singing in the midst of your trial. You watch what the Lord will begin to do. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing that the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we're all here." Then he called for a light, because they couldn't see, of course, and he ran in. And he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved and your household." Now, why could he say that? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. And he brought them into his house, set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his house. Now, here's my point, and here's how it applies to people who are listening online tonight. Now, there are just a lot of praise reports tonight, but there are a lot of really heartbreaking, hopeless family situations. I'm going to share some of them with you in a moment before we pray. People who just, you don't know how you're going to get through. You don't know how your marriage is going to survive. There's abuse in your home. There's woundings too deep to forgive. There's heartache that is really so mind-bending, only God can heal it. And here's the keeper of this prison now. He doesn't get to be the chief jailer in this prison by being a nice guy. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's got to be rough in this place. He's obviously not a godly man. He's probably given to anger. You know, people who are in positions like that can get quite fed up, and they become a reflection of what's all around them, all these angry people being brought into this prison. All this hopelessness. And after months and years of this, it gets into a person's spirit. And he's probably angry himself. It would explain why, when he has two beaten men come to him, obviously wounded, obviously hurt, he just puts them in the stocks and makes their misery even more deep. He has some measure of cruelty in him, which explains why he would probably not even give Paul and Silas a break, even though they were godly men. He's bound himself, unable to get free of the stuff that's gotten a hold of his heart, his home, his family, just as some are who are with us online this evening. You can't get free yourself. You don't know. Your whole focus is about yourself tonight because you can't get free. And because you're not free, your children are not free. Your marriage is broken. Your family's falling apart. He's fearful about losing his job. And he's suicidal because the scripture tells us he's about to kill himself. It's the one thing he's perhaps got left in his life, the one shred of a hope for a future. And now, having, as he thought, lost all of the prisoners under his charge, he has no reason left to live. And he takes his sword and he's about to kill himself. But Paul calls to him and says, "Don't harm yourself. We're all still here." He ran in trembling and says, "What must I do to be saved?" And when Paul shared the gospel with him, he opened his heart. And when Christ came into this man, it unleashed the power of heaven, not only upon him, but upon his home. And that's my word to somebody tonight. Will you open your heart to the healing of Jesus Christ? You open your heart fully to who God's Son is and what He did for you on the cross. You open your heart fully to the future He has for you. And what God did for this man, God will do for you. This man had just seen two men beaten up and thrust into an inner prison. And when they chose to praise God, he saw a shaking and he saw an opening of prison doors and he saw chains fall to the ground. He had just seen it. He just witnessed it. And Paul had just told him, you do this and you'll see this happen in your house. You turn to God with all your heart, not just a piece of your heart, and not just to get out of your problem, but turn to him for the rest of your life. Turn to God with all your heart, and you begin to praise God, and you begin to sing in the midst of your pain. You do, Paul was telling him, I'm sure, you do what you've just seen us do, and the very thing you saw happen in this prison will happen in your home. Prison doors will open. And the decision to praise God in the midst of his own pain, in the midst of his own heartache and hurt, his boundness, his cruelty, and his fear, and even the loathing of himself to the point where he would despair of even staying alive any longer. But choosing in the midst of his pain, you see, this is the key. Choosing to praise God. Choosing to believe God. Choosing to say God will be faithful. Choosing to sing. Even though all things have not changed yet. Choosing to let the character of Christ become that which begins to animate your life. Taking Paul and Silas, the scripture says, taking water and soap most likely and beginning to wash their backs. And his children look at this man. This children looks at this offering of praise that he's giving to God by just being kind to these men who were formerly his prisoners. And just as had happened in the prison, suddenly his house is shaken. And suddenly the prison doors holding his family are open. The chains on their hands are broken. And freedom comes into his house. It doesn't come because he's been given to months and months of prayer, as good as that is. It comes because he's made a choice. I am going to live for God. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to do what's right from this day forward. I'm not going to be cruel. I'm not going to live for myself. I'm not going to nurse my old grudges. I'm not going to do the things I used to do, but I'm going to accept the fact that God has come into my life and I'm going to let him make me into a different man and I'm going to praise him. Even though I don't see yet with my eyes everything my heart longs for, I'm going to praise him. And then something supernatural begins to happen in his house. And the scripture tells us his whole family were baptized. His whole family put away the old lifestyle and laid hold of that which God was offering them in Christ Jesus. And he set food down before people that he formerly had been cruel to. And it says he rejoiced having believed in God with all his household. And suddenly a house where a man would come home every night with a story of cruelty. A man would come home every night with the stink and stench of the inner prison all over him. And all of the complaints that were all around him, literally lodging themselves within his spirit. But this same man comes home now, and he's praising God. And God gives him a new heart. And God gives him a new home. And God gives him a new wife. And God gives him new children. And God gives him a new life. And God gives him a new future. And God gives him new hope. And God gives him a new song. Now the question I have for you tonight is, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe it? Do you believe that what God did through Paul and Silas and did for this jailer that held them captive, he will do for you? Do you believe it? Oh, my friend, I believe it with all my heart. I believe it with every fiber of my being. I believe it with everything that I am and everything I have and everything I know. I believe it. We're dealing with impossible situations all over the world tonight. People are coming in looking for answers to prayer in impossible family situations. Australia. Pray for my son. He's afflicted with suicidal voices, feels rejected. My husband is sick. He has dementia. He's a Christian. He's afraid to pray. Help. We're going to pray for you in Australia tonight. We're going to believe, but you must pray. You might be the only one that's still solid in your home, but you pray. And you've got to believe with us that God's going to do something for you. And I fully expect to see a praise report from your home in the days ahead. From New Mexico, Janet, my three young adult sons are prodigals, estranged from God. Our family and church were shattered in the past 10 years. I'm alone and I'm afraid for them. Janet, we're going to pray with you. You're the only one in your house, but you're the only one that God needs in that house. And I know you've been shattered, and I know things have not gone well, but you begin to praise him tonight. And we're going to believe God with you for that place to be shaken and those prison doors to open and those shackles to fall off the hands of your three sons. From Florida, please pray for Damien in prison. He's depressed and refuses to have any contact with the family. He feels that God has rejected him. We're going to pray and believe for those prison doors to open. California, Janine, pray for the restoration of my marriage. My husband Mario left me and is committing adultery. He doesn't know that I found out. Sophie in New York, pray that my mom and dad come back together as a family. Pray that my dad stops smoking and comes back to God. God bless you. Sophie, we're going to pray with you tonight. From Maryland, my raped sons are 400 pounds and shut in. I survived suicide. I tried due to despair. My 63-year-old husband broke his back and is disabled. We're stranded here. Oh, Deanna, you're not stranded in Maryland. God is with you. God is with you. You begin to praise him with us tonight. You praise him. You declare him to be faithful. You start singing that new song. U.S., my dad has hated and abused me for 50 years. Pray for victory. From New York, pray for us. We're 2 months behind on our rent, our bills, and lots of hospital and school debt, and no money for food. We need a miracle. From Tucson, Arizona, pray for the Lord to show me how I can help my brother's adult daughter who's homeless and destitute. Jesus, show me what to do. From the U.S., I need great grace to care for my niece who has a mental breakdown. Pray for Jesus to help both of us. From Arizona, my dad is abusive. I need help to get into my own place. I need a good job and safe housing. I have health issues. Pray for me. From the U.K., pray for Gemmelin today and her children. They're under the threat of being made homeless. From New York, seeking the Lord to change me so he can restore my marriage. I'm open to you, Lord. Pray for my husband to join the Lord as well. From Florida, I've been anointed with oil many times to be healed of asthma. My dad has been very abusive about me being sick. Please pray for me. From Scotland, pray for my daughter, Rachel, 17 years old. She's living under a black cloud. She's unhappy and angry. Pray that God give her good role models. Thank you. From New York, little 3-year-old Callie went to be with the Lord yesterday. Please pray for her family. From California, I'm struggling with the decision of working on my marriage or not. I married my husband under false pretenses and all trust is gone. We're going to pray for you, Jessica, tonight in California. We're going to believe God for a great, great victory. And from Queens, New York, Friday will be 17 years of marriage for me and my husband. We're praying for God to open my womb for pregnancy. We're going to believe for you that God bring new life into your family as well. So you can see tonight that we have situations where we need miracles, one after the other. But I happen to believe in a God of the miraculous. I believe that with all my heart. And I believe tonight that as we pray, that prison doors are going to open, that bruised hearts are going to be healed, blinded eyes will see, prodigal sons and daughters will come home, marriages will be healed. I believe with all my heart, abusive people like this jailer will see the error of their way. The shackles will fall off their hands and their prison doors will open. They'll be set free. I believe it with all my heart. I believe it because it's in the Word of God. I believe it because people are reaching out to a God who cannot lie. And he told us if we prayed and said to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and we did not doubt in our heart that we would have what we pray for. And so I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. I'll stake my life on it. I'll stake my future on it. I believe the Word of God. And so we're not taking no for an answer any longer. You and I are coming to the throne of God, and we're coming at a dark time in history. We're coming when people are trapped in inner prisons and don't know how to get out. We're coming in the midst of our own struggles and our own trials and our own pain. But we're going to make the choice like Paul and Silas did. We're going to praise God no matter what we're going through ourselves. We're going to praise God, and we're going to declare him to be a faithful God. And as we pray tonight, we are going to see those prison doors open, and we're going to hear those chains fall to the ground, and we are going to declare the victory. as men and women all over the world fall to their knees and say, oh God, give me the life that is mine in Christ. Give me back my home. Give me back my children. Give me back my sanity. Give me back my health. Give me back my hope for the future. And I'm believing God, because this is a dark day and Christ is coming soon, and he's coming for a victorious church. He's coming for a people who know the miraculous power of God. Hallelujah. God is no more interested in a powerless prayer meeting than we are tonight. He is asking us to come to the throne, and he's asking us to do miracles again in his name, that his name may be lifted up and glorified, and he might be praised in the earth one last time before he comes and takes us all back to heaven with him forever and ever. I'm going to ask Derek Griffin if you would come, please, tonight. And as we stand, and let's join in groups of four or five one more time. And you who are online, you pray, and you praise, and you believe God, and you trust God for your home. Don't let unbelief take your voice down into silence tonight. Let's all stand, if you will, please. Join with the friends that are around you. Lift your voice tonight. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray till we get the victory. We're going to pray till we break through. We're going to pray till we know we've broken through. We're going to pray till we hear those doors open. We're going to pray till we know jailers are falling to their knees and asking for God to come into their lives. We're going to pray till we hear chains hit the floor tonight. We're not going to be silent, and we're not going to stop until we get the victory. The future of people depends on it tonight. Let's lift our voices and begin to pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight, God. Lord, and we know, God, you said that if we ask you anything according to your word, that you hear us, God. And so we're asking tonight, God, that you would do the miraculous, God. God, do that which only you can do, God. Lord, we're asking, God, for the supernatural, God. God, move on the hearts of men and women like only you can, God. God, I'm asking, God, that you would give us the ability to believe you tonight, God. Lord, you said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lord, we believe your word tonight, God. Your word is true, God. Your word is faithful, God. Lord, you said that heaven and earth would pass away, but that my word would stand forever. And so tonight, God, Lord, we believe in you to do the miraculous, God. You said, God, that if we had faith, God, the size of a grain of a mustard seed, Lord, that we can speak to the mountain, God. We speak to the mountains of unbelief tonight, God. Lord, we're praying for our family members tonight, God. God, give us souls, God. Lord, we know that you're able to do it, God. Lord, we're standing here tonight, God, as living testimonies, God. Lord, when the devil, God, when the world says that we can't, God, when everything is set up against us, God. God, you come, God. Lord, you come, God. You do the miraculous, God. Lord, you said that when the enemy, Lord, that when he comes in like a flood, God, that you would raise up a banner, God. Lord, we ask you tonight, God, that you would be that banner, God. Lord, God, where everything seems to be stacked up against us, God, where there seems to be no way out. Lord, we ask you tonight that you would be our way out, God. Lord, just like Paul and Silas, God. Lord, they were in a tight spot, God. Lord, they were in chains. God, they were bound. But they found themselves in a place believing you, God. Lord, they lifted up their voices, God. They lifted up their voices in praise because they believed their God. Lord, in the very grounds, God, the very grounds, the foundations were shaking, God. And so we ask you that you would do it in our midst, God. Shake our foundations, Lord. God, shake up every lie, God, that the enemy has spoken over your people. Oh, God, we're asking for victory tonight, God. Victory tonight, God. Lord, that we will see you high and lifted up. That we will see you exalted, God. Lord, we know that you're able, God. Lord, you've done it in times past, God. We see it through our scriptures, God. Lord, we see it in our brothers and sisters in our midst. We're asking, God, that you would do it one more time, Lord. Do it one more time, God. Begin to pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit, God, just like you said you would do, Lord. Lord, and raise up a mighty people, God. Raise up a people, God, a people that will believe you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you tonight by faith, Lord. Lord, even though we don't see these things with our eyes, we thank you by faith, God. Lord, you said that if we asked anything according to your will, you said up until now, we have not asked anything in your name. And so we ask in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, set our families free. God, set our communities free, God. Set us free in the workplace, God. God, set our city free, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you, God. We know that tonight you hear us. And we thank you that when you answer, God, you give exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. God, because you're good and your mercy endures forever. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being faithful, God. Thank you, Lord, for being faithful tonight. Faithful to your people. Hallelujah.
We're going to keep on praying for families. But I want you to hear this testimony. Take about 5 minutes, everybody that's here and everybody's online. But I want you to hear this testimony, and then we're going to continue praying tonight.
In the past, I want to say, 2 years as a family, we've been going through a difficult time. And we've seen God move in so many areas. And, you know, just us as a couple, when our marriage was failing, and we were just at a place where we didn't want to even be together anymore, God came in and he restored our marriage. And in restoring our marriage, he restored our home. And today we stand here and we've been married for 23 years. And we know that it was only God. It was only God. And it's not that there weren't difficult days. It's not that we didn't do wrong things, but God was so merciful. And the one thing I just want to share is that, you know, sometimes we can be praying for things and we pray as though God doesn't want these things to happen in our lives. But when we pray and we begin to ask God for the things that he wants to do in our lives, we have to understand that God wants to do these things for us. We're not asking him. We're not twisting his arm. We're not forcing him to answer a prayer that he has not from the beginning of time wanted to do. You want God to save your children. You want God to save your marriage. You want God to restore your family. These are things that God desires to do, that he wants to do. He wants to prove himself to you and show you. And even within the last 2 years, we've had some great divisions in our family. And for 2 years, there were family members who really were not speaking to one another, and it was hurtful. But even as we come here every Sunday after Sunday, Tuesday after Tuesday, Friday after Friday, being in that place, but still choosing to worship God, still choosing to praise God, still choosing to believe God, to know that God, what we're asking God wants to do. And I can stand here and tell you today that this weekend we saw God move in the miraculous, and he restored. And we don't know how God is going to do it, but God will do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. God will do it. He will do it. All you have to do is believe him. All you have to do is trust him. And when he does it, he'll do it big. He's not going to do it in secret. He's going to do it so everyone will see that it was God, that it was him, that it was him. And all we have to do is just give him glory. I'm standing here to give him glory. I'm giving you glory. I'm giving you glory. I'm giving you glory. Oh God, I'm giving you glory. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing that God won't do for his children. I'm standing here today to tell you that he will do it. My husband can tell you that he'll do it. And there's still many things that we're asking God for. But he can do it. Even if we don't see it yet, we believe God. God will save our children. God will save our community. God will. He wants to. He wants to. Believe him tonight. Believe him tonight. Oh, Jesus. If we could just pray and say, God, give me the grace to just trust you. Just trust you. And know, not in hope, but in know that you will do it. Oh, God. Oh, God, we come to you tonight. We come believing. We come trusting. God, we lay everything on the altar, God. God, we don't know how. We don't know when. But we know that you will. You will. You will. Because you're our Father. And God, you care for us. Not just us, but our whole family. Everybody. Those that know you. Those that don't know you. Those that are out on the corner. Lord God, everyone, every last one of them, God, you care about them. You care about them, God. And just like that jailer, God, Lord, when we didn't know what else to do, oh, God, if we came to you, God, you will come in and you will save everyone, everyone in the house, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
But we have so many people struggling with fear. People in their homes, I'm just reading them one after another here, who just low self-esteem, lack of confidence, fear of failure, can't come out of the house, deep depression. And it's just one thing after another. There was one on here that three sisters who are so bound with fear they can't come out of the, four sisters who can't come out of the house. And the question I feel the Lord gave me for those four sisters tonight that send in their prayer request, If God sets you free, will you sing for him? Will you sing for him? That's a thought that just the Holy Spirit put on my heart. I have a sense the four of you can sing. If the Lord brings you out of the house, will you sing for him? Will you dedicate your life to him? And no matter what kind of a song he gives you, that doesn't matter. You sing for him. And you declare what he's done for you, and you tell others, because that's really what the gospel is all about. It's not about fancy preachers. It's not about bigger and bigger churches. The gospel is about ordinary people saying, I just have to tell you what God did for me. I have to tell you what he did for my life. And tonight I want to pray for those that are struggling with fear. Texas, pray that I be set free from anxiety and panic attacks. I need deliverance once and for all. And it just goes on and on and on. There's just so many. My boyfriend and I are having severe anxiety at times. This is from Butler, New Jersey. Almost paranoia. There are days I don't even want to go outside and see people. Help. And it just goes, there's so many struggling with fear. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear. If you have a spirit of fear, that didn't come from God. And God hates that more than you do. He died to take that from you. He died to give you freedom and victory. But you and I, we're going to open our mouths tonight. And those that are struggling with fear, I want you to open your mouth. And we're going to pray for deliverance from fear tonight. That people be set free, be given a new song, be given a testimony that's going to affect the lives of many people around them. Thank God for that with all my heart. You lift your voice tonight. All of us will lift our voices as Gene leads us in prayer this evening, and we're going to believe God for freedom from fear.
Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Oh, Lord God. Lord God, you know, Father God, that these people who are bound by fear and by depression, Father God, are in a lonely and a dark place, Father God. Like Pastor Carter was telling us about tonight, about the jailer and the people who are in those deepest, darkest parts of that jail, Father God. You alone could bring freedom, Father God, from these things. Father God, I want to pray for the people who are in fear tonight, for the people who are in depression, deep depression tonight, Father God, who feel like they are
all alone, who feel like their prayers are not being heard. Father God, you hear them, oh Lord God. Like you heard that young woman, pregnant woman in the desert years ago, Hagar, and her prayers went up before you, Father God, and you heard her, and you told her to name her son, God hears. And Father, she proclaimed that you are a God who sees in the middle of that desert, in her loneliness, in her fear, in her depression, in her hopeless situation. Oh God, it doesn't matter where we are, but you see us and you hear us, oh Lord God. And your will is not that we would be ever bound by these things, Father God. Oh, your will, Father God, is for freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has come to set us free. Oh, Lord God, help us to live in the victory that Jesus died to bring us. Oh, Lord God, you are a light in that darkness. You are freedom, Father, from that bondage. Oh, Lord God, if they would just cry out to you now, even if they think that you don't hear them, even if they think that it is hopeless, Father God, let them open their mouths right now, Father God. Let them know that you're with them, Father. Give them a sign that you're with them, Father God. Prove your faithfulness to them, oh, Lord God, for you are a faithful God. You are an almighty God, and nothing is impossible with you. Lord God, restore them. Bring them out. And Father, I pray that not only would that bondage from fear and depression be broken, but Father, that you would open their mouths to speak of you, Father God. That in their fear, Father God, now you would proclaim yourself through their mouths someday, Father God. That you would give them a boldness, oh Lord God. That your testimony would be raised in these people, oh God. Raise up people who are a testimony to your faithfulness. Raise up people who are a testimony, Father God, to your goodness and your power. We know you, Father, and we trust you, and we believe, even though they don't believe right now, Lord God, we believe for them, Father God. You are faithful, and we praise you, and we give you all the glory. Amen.
For those that are with us online live tonight, those that are praying with us this evening, this coming Sunday, May 17th, we go out live. All of our services go out live online. Sunday morning, flagship service. Sunday, 3 o'clock, is a teaching service now here at Times Square Church. For those, there's really a need for good, sound, solid biblical teaching that people can just take home and apply to their lives. Sunday evening, evangelism, powerful testimonies. If you missed this past Sunday night, I'm telling you, you missed something from heaven. We had an incredible time here Sunday night. At testimonies, people will get up and share how they, what their life was, how they found Christ, and how what their life is like now. There'll be a 15 or 20 minute sharing of the Word of God, giving people an opportunity to receive Christ as Savior. So if you're with us online and you don't really have a church that's evangelizing, or if you're in a country where evangelism is not even legal, then you can bring your friends and your family to your house, and you can join with us either live on Sunday night, or you can watch the recording. If after the Sunday night service is here, it'll be online on our website for a full 7 days till the next one. All services will be online for 7 days. And then, of course, the Tuesday night prayer meeting is live. So every service is going to be different. They all have a different function, and we thank God for that. But we go out live on Sunday. So if you could join with Loretta tonight as she leads us in prayer. Loretta's our camera tech person who looks after all of the stuff that goes on, all the filming and getting a lot of the stuff out. Works as part of a team that does that. And if you can join her in prayer tonight, that God would give us favor. Let's pray together tonight. Let's believe God that we're going to see a harvest, an incredible harvest of people to the kingdom of God in this last hour of time. So lift your voices with Loretta tonight as she leads us in prayer.
God, we worship you. God, we worship you tonight, God. Lord God, you know the timing for all, Lord God. Just that you're opening this door for us to walk through for the 3 o'clock and the 6 o'clock service, oh God. Lord God, you know the ears, oh God, the people who need to hear this word, God. Lord God, you know the churches, oh God, that maybe don't have evangelism that need to come in to hear the 6 p.m. service, my God. But Lord, you also know all the pieces that need to be together before Sunday, God. So God, we just lift up Philip and his team for streaming, my God. Lord God, you control all the airwaves, God. So Lord, we pray you'd make a way, Lord God, now where the enemy may be trying to come in to stop this, in the name of Jesus, that these sermons, the services will go out for the 3 and 6, oh God. And Lord God, the anointing that you have filled this place with, my God, God, I pray, Lord God, that as these services go out, that your anointing, oh God, would be there, Lord God, that the people streaming, oh God, or seeing it on their computer or on their mobile devices, oh God, that they will see and that they will hear, oh God, that something is different, my God. Lord God, save multitudes, oh God, at the 6 p.m., my God. Draw, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I pray as a church, Lord, Lord God, that you would give us boldness to go out and to bring people in that need to hear this word. My God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, refresh us, oh God. God, give us the boldness to go out, oh God. Give us boldness, oh God. Give us the words, oh God. Lord God, we ask you in your name, oh God, for an outpouring of your spirit, oh God, in this last hour, God. Your word proclaims it, God. It is your word that says it, and we are standing on your word and trusting you, God, for our families, our co-workers, our neighbors, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring them in. Oh God, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for this open door, oh God. We thank you for it as we walk through it. We're trusting you that everything will be set in place, God. God, we bless you, God. We worship you, God, and we will give you all the praise and glory in your precious name, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, we're believing God for freedom. We're believing God for a song that will lift the roof off of this darkened society all around us. We're believing for a turning to God. I do believe the society that we're in now is ripe for truth. People are tired of the lies. They're tired of the fighting. They're tired of the shouting. They're tired of all that's going on around us. And by God's grace, it's time for the redeemed of the Lord to say so. It's time for you and I to speak and to speak clearly. And so tonight, we're going to sing that song for just the next 5 minutes. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. And sing it by faith. Sing it like Paul and Silas sang it. Sing it with all your heart. I'm out of here, devil. I'm not living like this anymore. You're not binding my house anymore. You're not destroying my family anymore. I'm free, and I'm going to declare my freedom in Christ's name. Sing it with all your heart. Give God a shout of glory tonight in this house. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. For those around the world that have joined us tonight, don't forget to tell your friends about this meeting and invite them to come in online and pray with us and experience the miracles of God as we are. And don't ever buy the lie that you're alone and your situation is hopeless, because you're not alone and your situation is not hopeless. The power of God is about to touch you. So from New York City, turn the cameras around. God bless you. We'll see you next week, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. God bless you.